Thank you for tuning in to another episode of My Fermented Life. I'm Mike Miller. Today is July 10th, 2018, and today I'm really excited because we have a special podcast today. Now, first of all, hopefully you've noticed that we have a new intro. So I guess our production value has creased a little bit. Kind of fell in love with Adobe Audition, brought up my Yeti mic, and got a chance since today is the first episode of Not Behind the Wheel. So we're kind of getting ready to launch a new series of personal interviews on My Fermented Life. Now, up to this point, you know, you've heard me behind the wheel every week, usually when I'm driving to and from Dallas or Houston. So today is a great opportunity where we're sitting here on the back porch with our special guest today. So part of this interview process we're going to do on My Fermented Life, it's our goal to do interviews with interesting people that are involved in the food or beverage business, CPG, and especially anybody who's involved with fermentation. Now, we couldn't have picked a better first guest besides one of our wonderful founders of Madge's Food, who just so happens to be my wife. So sit back, hopefully there's going to be some fireworks, some really inside information that I'll probably never tell you. So today we want to welcome Jody Miller.
Hi, how you guys doing today?
Well, hey, I just want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity to introduce yourself. So we're just going to kind of jump in and ask you some questions. So, you know, I understand you're one of the founders of Madge's. So just share with us how that all began.
Well, a few years ago, my husband's grandmother passed away, and I ended up getting some of her wonderful recipes. And Mike kept telling me, oh, you've got to make her tomato jam. You've got to make her bread and butter pickles. And so I started playing with the recipes in the kitchen here at the house. And then he started taking them to work, and everybody kept saying, oh, you can't keep these to yourself. So he started selling them out on the oil rigs, and it just kind of bloomed from there.
Wow. So now I understand that the food is not really your background. So, you know, what's your background? Where did you come from? Kind of what's your personal story and your professional career?
Food is not my background. I'm a special education teacher.
Interesting.
But I've always done studies on how food affects the brain. So when we got into doing Madge's, I really looked at the recipes and tried to make them healthier. Even Grandma Madge's old recipes, you know, she used a lot of sugar and stuff. So I've dropped sugar levels. I've added more healthy aspects to the old recipes of the family.
Okay. Now, you guys still don't do a lot of the jams and stuff nowadays, do you?
No, we've kind of fallen away from them. I still, you know, love to make that tomato jam. It's one of my favorites. And I think that goes back to the fact that I'm not a ketchup eater.
Okay. So why did you guys choose, you know, this crazy life of trying to start a food company? Why food?
Well, we always have enjoyed gathering around the table with food and, you know, having people over and making different meals. And I love to cook and experiment with different things. And so it just came natural for us to want to continue to put good food on the table for ourselves and for others.
So now, have you ever done a startup before? Or what's, you know, I mean, it sounds like you're a teacher. Have you ever run a business yourself?
No, not really. I mean, I guess as a kid, I babysat and kind of did that myself and was into tutoring my parents wouldn't let me have a job when I was a teenager, so I just babysat and tutored my butt off.
Okay. So now all of a sudden, now you're in the spotlight. You know, you're one of the founders of Madge's. So tell the listeners, you know, what it's like working at Madge's, as this, especially at this stage in Madge's. What's it like?
It's hot.
What's that mean?
It's the middle of the summer, and the air conditioner is not working. So when you're in that kitchen, you're sweating.
That's interesting. So why is that?
It's just, you know, funding, trying to get all the funds to for this company. We got to put our money where our mouth is, and that's right now in food. It's with the kimchi. It's with the Bloody Mary mix that we make.
Okay, cool. So, you know, since this is kind of new to you, what are some of the challenges that you're experiencing in this business?
I think for me, the biggest challenge is taking that leadership role in the kitchen and not to get upset with people when they don't seem to read my mind. Mm. I'm very much I got a little OCD, I should say. So when it's not done the way that I know it needs to be done, I get frustrated with other people.
Okay.
I also get frustrated with my husband here when I'm out in that hot kitchen slaving away and he's in the office. I know he's doing paperwork, but sometimes I'd like him to step out of the paperwork and come into the kitchen and actually, you know, do some of the prep work with me.
Well, that kind of brings up, you know, some interviewing, you know, interesting kind of questions is, you know, you guys are like this, we're like this entrepreneurial couple, right? You know, you know, obviously I've told people about myself, you know, I've got a background in starting up businesses where for you, it's the first time. So why don't you share with our listeners today, you know, what's it like this whole home versus work balance and what's it like, you know, for you being the life of an entrepreneurial couple now?
It's difficult because I'm trying to hold down both my teaching job, my job with Madge's, and, you know, manage the household. So that's really difficult sometimes. I feel like I'm doing three jobs and, you know, we have teenage children and I just wish they would step up more around the house, particularly because mom's tired.
Rightfully so. So is there been, you know, like conflict as a couple or how do you deal with that? Or has it been pretty good? Or, you know, how's it look from you?
There's some conflict. Like I said, when I'm feeling like I'm carrying a lot of the weight, both at home and then, like I said, I'm working at Madge's, I get frustrated because I feel like other people aren't pulling their weight when I'm pulling my weight and then some.
Well, for somebody who's on the other side here, seeing you, how you're doing, I definitely want to give you a lot of praise. It's, you know, anybody who's thinking out there that, you know, being an entrepreneurial couple is a negative thing, I think it's awesome. It does kind of, you got to have a strong relationship. But also, it's like, you know, the reason we're a couple and we've been married for, what, 24 years?
It'll be 25 in January.
I think that we've been successful is we complement each other, right? And sometimes that rubs, you know, we rub against each other, right? Because we are different. But what I'm good at, even though that drives her nuts, is what's needed. And she's very good. You know, I am definitely the visionary and she's definitely the operator. You know, if you want to get something done, you give it to her, she makes it happen. And it's that operator, visionary, there's conflict at time, but you got to have that. You know, would you agree with me that's kind of, even though that does create conflict, that's important that we have that differences for the company?
Yeah, it is important because I don't understand half the stuff that Mike's doing. You know, all this paperwork and, you know, sourcing everything, I don't get that. I know how to get in the kitchen and get the food and organize the people in the kitchen, making sure that we have a list of stuff that needs to get done, and that list gets done.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. She's definitely the list. So, you know, we talked a little bit about the challenge, so let's talk about some of the good stuff. I mean, so what do you like about it?
I like to not only, you know, make up the recipes for the food that we're creating in the kitchen, but then bringing it home and actually working with it, making a meal out of it. That's one of my goals this summer, is to get some of those meal ideas down on paper. You know, I feed my family from the Madge's kitchen. I've made numerous items, kimchi mashed potatoes, my family just dies for. the rainbow kraut that we make came out of the idea that we wanted something for our barbecue. So I want to get those recipes not only out of my head and onto the paper.
Okay. So what fuels your fire? You know, it's this, you know, you're in this entrepreneur, and like you said, there's definitely some challenges and days you're just like, what the hell are we doing? You know, what gives you the fuel to keep fighting on?
I think I really enjoy it when the customers come up to me at the farmer's market and they tell me how they're using our food and how it's making them feel. I have a number of customers that their children have learning disabilities, and they've really hit home with me, and I'm like, this is why I want to do this. I want to help those babies to feel better.
Awesome. Yeah, no, that's great. I agree with you 100%. I think that's kind of like with me, I'm more in tune with like the Amazon side and the internet. So when we get those customer feedback and those 5-star reviews, man, that just, especially in those days where you get kicked in the stomach and your challenges, and then you get that random phone call from a customer just saying, man, that's like the best thing I've ever had. That just takes you back to making it all worth it. So let me ask you this. We're kind of, you know, forecasting. What do you see happening over the next year for yourself or your role in Madge's or Madge's in period? What do you see?
Well, I'm kind of stuck right now. I wish that I could leave teaching and focus solely on Madge's, but I know that that's not going to happen. I've got to stick with teaching for another 5 years to pay off those dang student loans. I'm working with a company right now that they're helping with my forgiveness, so it's all right. Mm-hmm. But so that's my dream, but that's more like a 5-year plan, not a 1-year plan. Within the next year, I'd like to help Madge's to narrow its focus. To, you know, we've got a lot of products, and we really need to just narrow it down to our key sellers. You know, stop trying to spread ourselves so thin. I'd also like to, you know, to grow and just educate people on the health benefits of fermented foods.
Awesome. Absolutely. So now, this is your chance. What, you know, part of our view here is to give value to people that are listening. You know, what is some advice you would like to give somebody that's maybe in a similar situation herself, or is actually thinking about maybe doing this, you know, couple or just getting involved in a food business? You know, what is some advice that you would like to give somebody that you wish you had known when you started this journey?
That's a hard one. See, because when we started, it kind of just fell in our laps. Matches wasn't planned. It just kind of happened. You gotta really look at what a plan you can make, because sometimes I think we're flying by the seat of our pants here, mm-hmm. and we need to really nail down those plans. I'm a planner, and again, like Mike said, that's probably one of my strengths, is I'm a planner and he's the visionary. So make sure that you get your plan written down.
That's so true, so true. Well, hey, Jody, I just want to thank you for taking time. I know how busy you are, and you know you've got to manage a family and a crazy husband on this journey. So I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, but also hopefully for taking the time out to introduce yourself. We pray that this is not the last time that you take time out to get interviewed, and we check in not only with, you know, you guys are going to hear a lot of me, but you'll also get a chance to check in with her, how she's doing, and watch her grow. Because remember, this is all about how this entrepreneurial family is chasing this dream. So, you know, part of this is you're going to introduce to my family and get to know what it's like. I think that's very important. It shapes who we are. So, again, I just want to thank you for coming on this podcast and taking your time. So, thank you. So, hey, on that note, we're coming to the end of another edition of our podcast. Please, you know, go to our Facebook page, My Fermented Life. Leave some comments, ask some questions, any ideas you want to have. Please share this if you find value in it. But otherwise, just have a great day. Enjoy the rest of your week. We look forward to hearing from you in our next podcast. So take care and enjoy.